There's a cereal, yeah. Look, that's it's cornflakes, I think. It's Greedo cereal. Isn't that amazing?
Where are they from?
In the States. It's always in the States.
Blasted oat cereals.
Blasted oat cereals. It's fantastic, isn't it? My name is Paul Blake, and I played a character called Greedo in the very first Star Wars movie. And you're here because you want to know who shot first, Steve.
Yes, Greedo. As a matter of fact, I was just going to see your boss. Tell Jabba that I've got his money.
I got involved in it because I was working in Jackanory, the TV series, with Anthony Daniels, and he kindly rang me up one evening and said, I'm doing a sci-fi film for a young American director, and he's looking for other actors. Are you interested? And I went, oh, all right then, go on. So I turned up the following day and miraculously got the job, and the rest is history.
And there's me without the mask with Harrison.
Pointing your gun.
Pointing my gun.
Trying to decide,
and that's me and Harrison without the mask again.
Did you have any inkling at that stage what you were part of?
Everyone asks us that, and that's, and again, it's quite a reasonable question, an interesting one. No is the answer. The only person who did, much to his credit, I think, was George Lucas, and he kind of had to because he invested so much into it of his life and financially too. So he had to make it work, but he was adamant it was going to work. Everybody else just thought we were in some kind of Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, until we actually turned up at Elstree, where the sets were pretty cool. I remember looking at the cantina set was amazing.
Yeah, that's a sort of, I think this is a French or a Mexican thing.
Galaxy Wars.
La Guerra de las Galaxias. It's great when you go to other places because they give it all.
Yeah, like anybody who's ever had anything to do with Star Wars, we all do conventions now, which is... Well, it's kind of been a pension for all the older actors. It's just brilliant. You go somewhere lovely, people put you up in a nice hotel, they come and say wonderful things about you, and then they give you some money. What's not to like about a convention? I absolutely adore doing them there.
Even I get bored at sometimes. Do you think I had a choice?
Club Jabba, Boopa, Kulpak me at Apampa.
Yes, I bet you have.
And should we just go through this who shot first thing? So we're in the cantina.
Yeah.
Greedo's after Han for some money.
Yeah.
Han cocks his blaster Greedo seeing and
blows him away.
And kills him. But then there was a re-edit in 1997.
Yeah.
And George Lucas seemed to think, well, that made Han seem a bit cold-blooded, so...
I don't know for sure, but I think the general zeitgeist was that... he was pressurized by the moral majority in the States, and they thought it was not quite politically correct to have a character who would just shoot somebody without ignoring 50 years of cowboy films in the States, of course.
But if it weren't for that...
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Greedo would necessarily have
fallen. No, you're absolutely right.
You know, I was able to say to people, I'm going to go and interview the guy who's in the middle of the Who Shot First controversy. They're like, oh, yeah, if I'd have said Greedo,
absolutely.
They might have looked at me like, who, yeah. Who now?
Who? Yes, absolutely. No, you're quite right. I mean, I think it did, again, up the profile of a smallish character.
I have to ask, was there ever any chance of you being involved in the new films?
I begged. I went down on both knees. I did speak to one of the producers just before he'd started filming, and he told me that, unfortunately, Greedo had died 30 years before the beginning of the movie they're making now. But no, I mean, I think, really, it's kind of enough to have been an iconic character in one of the first three. It's pretty cool to have that.